Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford and Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, equine stylies?
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Mike, are you dried out? What's happening?
I gotta tell you, man, I woke up this morning to run at about 6:45. I said, I'm gonna get up early and run.
Miserable.
And I did it. And I feel like crazy tired today. Like my breath is like short. I'm like, ooh.
So this it can is get not, a little. You're supposed to be all energized, and usually runners are preaching.
I know, that's
the
what I thought.
Gospel.
And I've been eating well.
Yeah. What happened to the runner's high I hear so much about?
I don't know if that exists, or if it does, it's very small. I don't really get a runner's high. Hmm. I get high, and then
you're a runner guy.
Do a little.
Yeah.
So was that the first run in a while?
No, not really. Maybe we'll take this out, but I'm getting off. I've lapsed on some antidepressant medicines, and so that's like leaving my system, I think. So maybe that's has something to do with it.
That would be making you tired.
Yes.
Well, Michael, we care about your physical health and mental health.
Keep us posted.
So let's all keep an eye on you while you're dealing with this.
It's just like a funky like feeling.
It's a funk.
Well, funky feeling doesn't sound so bad, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
It's the funk on the one, Bob.
I know. It's a groove, man.
You do have a bit of a George Clinton vibe today.
Yeah, that's true. I've got the big long dreads.
Star glasses.
Yeah.
That's a great look. Man, when we hit like phase four of Sloppy Boys, we gotta have like rhinestone vests, open shirt with like
in phase one still, right? We're in a real long extended phase one.
Well, I thought we were phase 3.5. The podcast was 3.5, and then 4 is very close.
I can't wait. 4 sounds like the only good phase.
Damn.
It is. You know what's funny? Hey, Jeff, you did that on the one was the Bootsy Collins thing, that video where he's just breaking down how he plays funk.
Yeah.
I remember I watched that a couple months ago, and every once in a while if I just like pull my bass out, I'm like, oh yeah, this is easy to do. Like, don't
on the
don't,
one.
Don't.
Well, you were never hit it on the one before.
No, and if we do another album, it's going to be all funk on my end.
I'm coming in with a lot of on the four type songs.
We used to joke about that, didn't we? Like, hey, we'll all do our own thing, but then we'll meet up back here on the one.
Everyone have fun, wander around, spread your wings.
It's a fucking mess. But if we meet up back here on the one, it'll be fine.
Don't go too far. You've only got 3 beats until we get back.
Just gotta at least check in with each other once per measure.
It's like a field trip for elementary school kids.
I don't know where Mike went. He said he was going to be here. I don't know where he went.
Hey, speaking of music, we're musicians. Here's a music thing that's been kind of that irritated me today. Do you know a current top 40 pop song by like a teen artist named Gail, which is a funny name for a teen girl? Mm-hmm. The song is called ABCDEFU.
I just heard this song recently.
Okay.
So it's a cute, I wonder what version you heard, because like the real version of the song is ABCDEFU and your mom and your sister and it's like FU. But the radio edit, I just in my car heard it on Kiss FM, and goes, A, B, C, D, E, forget you. And, and it was like, forget I know why CeeLo said forget you. You can't say fuck you, but you were saying F you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you threw off your little alphabet joke.
You know what's funny about that? That is weird.
Thank you.
Bad.
I don't know who makes that call.
Probably Gail herself.
Do you think the what's that? The FCC is that
won't let me be.
Well, they won't let me be.
Let you guys be, sure.
I'm really shocked. If the FCC has a problem with FU, that's crazy. I feel like these record labels are just so scared at the possibility of a backlash down the line or something that, you know what, like if you're
that's
working
what
on
I was wondering whose call it was. You think it's the
I bet it's like lawyers that are super scared and they're making her play it safe because that have on TV shows with the censors, you have them like the like lawyers vet a thing and they're like, we'd really love if you just steer clear of this whole area. And you're like, well, of course the lawyers like that, but I'm a fucking renegade writer.
Yeah, that's true.
So wait, is this artist like Olivia Rodrigo age? Like, is it for kids? Great.
That's Gail. I mean, it's just Gail. You got to know Gail.
Gail is Gail.
She's one in a million.
It's Gail's ageless, you know, from here to the end of the time. Gail, man.
I've been trying to get, I call Olivia Rodrigo Livrod. I've been trying to make that take off and no one's going for it. Oh, Livrod. I'm going to the Livrod show.
Livrod.
Hey, Livrod. I loved you in High School Musical, the musical, the series, Liv.
It's got like a cod liver, Liv Rod. It's got a cod liver.
Exactly. That's why I like it. It has that kind of oily protein health vibe to it.
Well, just going back to Gail for a second, that song, I did hear a couple days ago, you know, intermittently, it's been like in my head, which, you know, hats off to Gail. It's a great pop song. But I can't get like the beat right on the FU part.
It's Mike, like, you gotta beat it the one.
A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Like, that doesn't sound right to me, but with a backing track, I'm sure I could figure it out.
I thought FU sounds good. I had that feeling with Forget You. A, B, C, D, E, Forget You is weird.
A, B, C,
D. They should have changed all the letters to Apple Baker Charlie.
What if it was something like ABC, you're making me blue, so sad? I'd
cool.
Something like that.
Cool, Mike.
That's good. Or, you know, just what's wrong with that? ABCDEFG.
The song's called G. LMNOP, motherfucker. When I was a very small toddler, I thought LMNO was one letter. Very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Element O, oxygen. You know what I'm curious about? Just while we're doing some shit chat, there was a time early on in this podcast that Jeff would call things a stone cold classic. Yes.
Oh, a drink distinction.
Yeah, it was like if it was a good drink, it would be like a stone cold classic, and we kind of like ran up against like three of those in a row. So we were like, wait, you can't just say everything's a stone cold.
That rings a bell. Yeah, sure.
I forget. Maybe that can pop back up on the Twitter and
I forget you and your mom and your sister and your dog.
Well, maybe the horse neck. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, the horse neck might be. What? Don't reveal what the thing is.
All right. Well, before we get into all that,
ooh, yes.
What do you say we?
It is all that.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to give this bib booze news a little intro too, which was fucking
shit.
Yeah.
Remember a couple weeks ago we had a great Beatles booze news song?
Yeah. You've had.
Well, I, as the editor-in-chief of Booze News, who goes and gets the booze news themes from the email,
right,
found this track that was sent to us even before that episode aired. So just hit the track.
Oh.
Try to White Claw, try to Truly, even try to Topo Chico.
Hey, that's good. Oh.
But none of them could really move me. None of them were for me. No. Ooh. Then I listened to Booze News. Ooh. I knew which one I should choose.
Nice.
Every single day of my life.
Ooh, every single day.
My favorite kind of seltzer is Bud Light.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, man.
It's booze news, you bloody tosser.
Boozy Beatlemania by Madeline Cook, old school slop head.
Hey. Yes.
That's nice to see. We had a, there's a lot of people that like our music, and then they were like, "Hey, have you heard the pod?" And then crickets.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I brought this up before, but a dude came up to me and was just like, "Hey, I love your guys' stuff. Do the Birthday Boys still do anything?" You know how
we do everything.
How angry I was that this guy was a fan of Birthday Boys and had not heard of the Sloppy Boys band or podcast.
Had not heard.
I was furious.
Not made love to any of us.
You know, it's a failing of the listenership, if you ask me. Yeah, not putting the word out.
Right, we're doing our deed.
You get on the street, you stop people. Hey, have you listened to this? You give them a thumbnail drive with some of the episodes. That's how we're finding it.
Okay. Oh, well,
wait, Miranda Cook. She's a musician, right? We met her in
Madeline Cook.
Oh, Madeline Cook. Yes, in the Zoom rooms is when she played some
correct
music.
Correct, right? Michael. Yeah. She's done like covers of our piano covers.
Yeah. She's good.
And because her song was about Bud Seltzer, it made me be inspired to follow in the footsteps of Little Duddy and buy myself some of these.
Ooh. Hey, next.
Bud Light next. I'm drinking my first pack of them.
Next.
Bowsh.
How's that taste?
Well, I had a few this week, and it's interesting, Jeff. I was quizzical. When you were drinking it, I was like, it's beer flavor, though, right? And you were like, kinda. And you said it has, like, notes of elderberry and chamomile.
Yeah, I was just repeating what I saw online, though. I wouldn't be able to identify that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have
pronounced elderberry.
I wouldn't have said those notes either, but
notes of dingleberry.
What's dingleberry?
Now you don't want to know, Tim.
No,
it's
Tim.
Bad stuff.
It's a little nugget of turd that's stuck to some anus hair and dangles.
Nugget, there Jeff. You nugget of turd. This is why we don't have
that's
listeners.
That's gonna be in a booze news.
Good
theme.
Lord.
This is why we don't have any listeners. We've got thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of listeners, Mike. And they love dingleberries. They do. Whether or not I've ever heard of the concept. I was really excited for Bud Light Next because it's zero carbo light beer, but it's in the tall can and it kind of looked like a hip thing. And it doesn't taste like beer. I've had a couple over the weekend and I do like it. I mean, it's, if you think of it as a seltzer, it's fun. If you think of it as a beer, no. It's like,
yeah,
it's maybe like a hoppy refresher. It has a little bit of a hop flavor, but it's not hops.
And like, I looked into it even after we did that and it said made with premium ingredients, including hops and barley. And I was like, that's worded a little too imaginatively.
They put like trace amounts just so they could say that.
Yeah.
Why don't they, premium ingredients, why don't they just call them premium ingredients?
That's another thing.
Because people might think of like premature infants and get really sad, Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, easy come, easy go with some of these things. Yeah.
Well, I just need an answer. That's why you got to ask.
Then I just wanted to mention for anyone out there watching Euphoria, the sexy teens of Euphoria in a recent episode broke into a convenience store, or they go into a convenience store to steal booze. And guess what they stole?
Fireball.
12 pack of White Claw. No, Fireball. That would have been more interesting if they had done that because we were just saying that convenience stores.
But still, really, they didn't get any famous grouse?
No, they didn't even get any Bud Light ugly sweater pack.
They didn't get any Galliano?
Yeah, they were probably not slophead characters.
That's weird. This is like I don't watch Euphoria. That's what I was going to say. It's a hip show, though, right? It's kind of on the edge, and it's good, crazy drug stuff. Everyone's on drugs.
Crazy drug stuff,
school.
But it's like written by a guy who's 40. Like, yeah, what if kids did this? And, you know, what if the kids were doing a It is.
What if they did that?
What if they did that? No, they wouldn't do that.
His writer's room. Oh, sir, what if they did that? Oh, let me write that down.
Hold on. Let me just read back what I just typed here. Oh, they did that?
Well, they didn't do it yet.
Thank God. Hope they don't never do that.
Then erase it, sir. Erase it. All right. We'll stick with this.
Point me toward my delete key.
Perish the thought.
God forbid. Michael, you mentioned you had some booze news.
Was that the booze news?
I kept it light. Bud Light next and Euphoria. Continue. Great. Oh, I wanted to just say, I thought that I'm always keeping my peepers out for... it didn't look like product placement. It looked like... This is what the kids are going to go get some booze, and this is what they steal. And I thought that was accurate, that is what some cool teenagers would steal is White Claw.
Right. It's because we saw that cool commercial that they put out in the summertime. That's like,
Let's Claw.
Is it Let's Claw or like, how do you claw?
How do you drink your White Claw can?
In what manner do you ingest?
It probably is Let's Claw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Michael,
okay. You had something?
Yeah, so, Jeff, I sent you a track to play, and you're probably thinking, oh, great, here's another Hanford's Hobbies, because when is he going to drop this thing? Well, no, it's not a Hanford's Hobby. So today, I came across a song in my Spotify suggested it. It's a song by Margot, I don't know how to pronounce this, Gurian. I think she's from like the 70s, late 60s, 70s. And I heard this song, and I said, Tim, if you ever want to do a segment on this show, or a TV show, where you are traveling around, maybe it sounds like maybe it should be on a BBC show, this show, I'm thinking. This would be a good theme for it. So you
If
play
I
this
want to do a travel show on the BBC.
Or a travel segment on here, it just hit me and said, this is what Tim could probably use.
Great. I have been looking.
I woke up in the morning and there was Timothy gone. He didn't give me warning. Oh, where has Timothy gone? Where is Tim anyway? I don't want him anyway. I just wanna know anyway.
So, I can see this, the credits going, and it's you sort of looking out over old, Irish, landscape and kind of this week he's up in Ireland drinking at pubs.
A long, slow zoom into like a flock of sheep, and then like Tim's in there somewhere.
Yeah. I can also imagine like a whole different series that's just like Jessica back home alone wondering that about me. That is so funny that says, I don't want him here. I just want to know.
She wants to know.
I like that she switched up Timothy and Tim, and too.
That's what it was. I'm just looking for Tim. Yeah.
God, that's a good song. See, that's music.
Yeah. That's why I check in with the weekly Discovery every week on Spotify.
And that's an old song, right? Margot,
let me spell the last name for you. Yeah. Gurian. Gurian?
Gurian.
Yes.
Damn. If I were the creator and writer of Euphoria, I'd be thinking, maybe the teens could listen to that.
What about this?
Oh, hey, I have a little booze news.
Ow!
Mike, I'm glad you didn't do Hanford's Hobbies today. I think that kind of like makes a little more space for my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, classy.
It's time for Dutton's Delights.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Prestige. Hell yeah. Television. Yeah.
And how did you get Ms. Simpson to do it?
Oh, she owed me a favor. I did one of her things, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Julie Klausner.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Prestige, Tim. That's sort of what we're going for here on Dutton's Delights. This is like a recurring segment where I just talk about things in my life that I find delightful.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be a hobby. It could be like a song or a TV series. So many Hanford's Hobbies.
It's sort of a better execution of like a lot of other sort of segments you might
like
have
if you're thinking of a segment that's sort of been a little bit off recently, like this is more like the better version of that.
I envy you, Jeff, because you have such an easy alliteration. Dutton Delight, you know, Hanford, Happy Place. Actually, maybe it would have been a good one, but that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Dunstan's Delights. Yeah.
Dunstan's Delights.
Dunstan checks in.
I check in on this one. Well, this one, I wanted to shine a light on something, just a classic.
Nice.
Cherry Garcia.
Hey!
You've had.
Oh!
Yes. You said you were going to come back to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like for as long as I've known about this stuff, I've just loved it.
No, you've never simply tasted it.
You know what it is? It's cherry ice cream with Bing cherries and chocolate chunks in it. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about the genesis of it.
Oh.
Mike, side note.
Yeah.
Jeff, don't listen to this. I feel like Jeff is biting your style, not just with the Hanford Hobbies, but like choosing Cherry Garcia, which is like an ice cream flavor that you famously love. And he's kind of.
A lot of people like it. We'll see where this goes.
We'll see where it goes. Hey, Jeff.
Cherry Garcia, I don't know. Do you know why it's named Cherry Garcia?
I do.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to tell our listener?
Contest. Somebody mailed in the idea, right? In a suggestion box or something?
It's named after Jerry Garcia was what I was going for.
Oh yeah.
Yes, buddy.
Wow, yeah.
You know, who's just a god on the guitar. Just a fucking living legend.
Mike is actually liking this. He's agreeing with Jeff.
I mean, I'm very tired today, as I said, but I am enjoying this.
What do you think of his solos, Jeff?
You know, they're just like really from they're otherworldly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I like the sound of them so much.
Mm.
Okay.
And but Tim, you brought up a good point about the suggestion box, you know, and a woman up in Maine said, "Dear Ben and Jerry's, we're great fans of the Grateful Dead and we're great fans of your ice cream. Why don't you make a cherry flavor and call it Cherry Garcia?
Yeah.
You know it will sell because dead paraphernalia always sells. We're talking good business sense here. Plus, it will be a real hoot for the fans."
Good business sense. That's not very groovy.
Yeah, that isn't very groovy.
Well, I just thought it would be a nice little segue into announcing our new Grateful Dead-inspired designs up on TeePublic.
What the
Very
fuck?
Nice.
That's right.
Sell, 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 baby.
You can get our Grateful Dead Steely Skull Head album covers now available.
That's a nice one.
Okay, this is great because me and Mike are deadheads, and Jeff, you used to drag your feet, but ever since Dutton Delights came out, it seems like...
You know,
wait.
I know what's good for the brand.
Didn't we say you were gonna have like your own kind of like playmates that were Dutton's Delightfuls?
Wait, what?
It was version of Pussycat Dolls or something, and you'd come out. There'd be like a burlesque theater, and you'd come out and be like, "Thanks for coming. Hope you enjoyed Dutton's Delightfuls."
Oh, it's like who's the dude? Corey Feldman's Angels.
Yeah.
All right, I would do that. Hey, DMs are open if you want to be one of Duddy's Delightfuls.
Oh, Lord.
Gross. Do not DM him. Yeah, please. Steer clear. Save yourself.
This is going in an interesting direction. Tim, can I talk to you just for a second?
Yeah,
Jeff,
you
don't want to listen to this.
Oh, sure.
I don't think we're going to be hearing much more of Dutton's Delights. I mean, the guy's talking about ice cream. It's not very exciting. And he's basically just using it as an advertisement. I think the audience is going to see through that as a ploy.
I don't know, though. But Jeff, he seems like he's kind of on a higher plane, a little more enlightened about jam band and like music. And like he kind of, for once, is sharing the groove a little bit.
Sure, he can talk the talk. But you remember we were going to go to Fish. He didn't even want to step foot in New York State.
That's true. I'm starting to wonder if Jeff has even ever listened to Cornell 77.
I doubt it.
All right, let's
continue on with the show.
Hey, I'm back. Are you guys?
Oh, no.
you guys good?
Yeah, we're good, baby.
Yeah. Jeff, what do you think of? What's your favorite Scarlet Fire? Huh?
Oh.
Come on, Jeff. You told me 1,000 times. 91.
Yeah. Baltimore, Maryland. Spring 75.
They didn't play in Baltimore.
You go, hey, did you know this? You know what else was in a suggestion box suggestion to Ben and Jerry was cookie dough, the original cookie dough ice cream.
Really?
So the idea was by an anonymous person, and then Ben and Jerry made it, and it was hit. And then now every company makes it. And
that's funny.
They don't know whose idea that was.
It probably was Jerry Garcia. He was wandering through Vermont with the munchies. He was like, ooh, I got an idea. Wrote it down.
Man, that's crazy. Also, eating normal sugar cookie dough, people say they warn you about the egg, right?
Uh-huh. Mm.
But for whatever reason, it's okay in ice cream, or somehow they do it without...
I don't think there's raw egg in there.
Oh, that makes sense.
There you go.
Hmm. Okay.
Wrap it up.
Well, that's it for Booze News.
Oh,
wrapped.
Jeff, just so you know, when we do a segment within Booze News, we like to wrap that up first and then wrap up Booze News.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll take that into consideration, Mike.
So Dutton's Delights is still open right now.
Shit.
Well, I don't really have a closing theme.
Well, it'll stay open until the end of the episode, I guess.
Until the end of time.
All right. We're still in it.
We're still in it. All right. Well, I hope the drink of the day is a Dutton's Delight, because it is called the Horse's Neck.
Oh,
now can you think of a thing in the world less appetizing than a horse's neck?
A horse's ass.
Bingo.
that's the answer you were looking for.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of anything worse. The horse's neck. This is a pretty very simple drink, and it's got a nice little history to it, dating back to the 1890s. Oh, this is an IBA drink, by the way.
Hell yeah.
But not an old, it's not a, what's the old one called?
It's not an unforgettable?
It's not an unforgettable, it's a contemporary classic.
But okay. Not a new that? Era.
It's not, not a new era, that makes sense. But it's was made in the 1890s. Well, let me back up. I'll just read the Wikipedia history because it's so short. Dating back to the 1890s, it was a non-alcoholic mixture of ginger ale, ice, and lemon peel. Okay, by the 1910s, brandy or bourbon would be added for a horse's neck with a kick. You see so when you put the alcohol, that's it. Or a stiff horse's neck. The non-alcoholic version was still served in upstate New York in the late 50s and early 60s, but eventually it was phased out.
This thing's phased out.
Well, upstate New Yorkers, we kind of phased it out. We wanted to just phase that out.
The non-alcoholic one, Jeff, was phased out.
Oh. Yeah, because we party up there in the Hudson Valley, baby. Mm.
Tonight, we're going to phase it back in. let me see. There was something else. Oh, it can often be regarded as a derby drink.
Okay.
Yeah, not too bad. It's a very refreshing drink. I think we're going to get refreshed. People also do it that you can switch... this is one of those drinks. Let me tell you what's in it first so I can kind of talk about. Very simple to make. 40 milliliters cognac.
Okay.
120 milliliters ginger ale.
Ooh.
Canada Dry, whatever you got. Dash of Angostura bitters, optional.
Angostura?
Angostura.
Okay. Not Peychaud's.
Yeah, not Peychaud's. Also, I also have aromatic bitters. I think that's a different one, right? That's not Angostura.
Let me check the notes here. Not seen
Angosturas
it.
are aromatic, but
it's our Trinidad, but not all aromatics are Angostura.
Yeah, I guess so.
I found what's interesting, Mike. Did it say cognac or brandy? Cognac.
Cognac.
Oh, okay. And cognac is brandy, so that's not a big deal. But I was interested in the fact that it says ginger ale. It does not say ginger beer. So usually drinks on this pod, I'm running around getting some Bundaberg or some Reeds.
Fever Tree.
Fever Tree. But this is nice. It's coming out of the gun at the bar.
Canada Dry, Schweppes.
We're talking about, it's like a whiskey ginger, except it's cognac. So it's going to taste like a fancy whiskey ginger. But I guess that's... a highball version, right? Because you wouldn't really have... If you order a whiskey ginger, they don't really normally always give you a highball, do they?
Right. I mean, this look, the proportions are more like a Cuba Libre or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're using a lot of soda.
Well, that's what's funny is just the regular horse's neck without it being, you know, when it's the horse's neck with a kick, which is what we're going to drink tonight, would just be ginger ale and like a lemon twist. That's like what
it's not
is
a
that?
Different drink. That's a garnish.
When you guys explain the pod to people, do people ever say, "Oh, are there enough drinks out there?" Like that's a thing that my dad said, and many people have been like, "What happens when you run out?" And we're not going to run out because in this community, if you put a lemon peel in a ginger ale, they fucking name it.
Yeah, that's
a horse's neck.
And I'm sure if you put a lime peel instead of a lemon peel, they're like, you know, that's a good horse's neck down under, green style.
Yeah, yeah.
Green stylies.
Green stylies. Whoa. Let me tell you how to make this thing before, you know, this isn't one of those drinks where you just set the things up on the counter and drink one at a time. You got to mix them together. So the method, pour cognac and ginger ale directly into a highball glass with ice cubes. Jeff, stir gently. If preferred, add dashes of Angostura bitter. Garnish? Well, this is a garnish with a rind of one lemon spiral. So if you see pictures of this, you'll see a pretty long lemon spiral going, you know, just kind of swirling down into the drink, not just like a little, inch popped on the side.
I forgot about that.
Now, how would a guy like me do that with a knife?
I'll tell you, Jay.
Do you have a peel? You don't have a peeler, Jeff?
No.
No. This is a different kind of a thing. Here's what you do. You get the spiral happens because you wrap it around a straw or the long shaft of a spoon or something, and you twist. Uh-huh. You pull it tight, and then it kind of takes that shape. I saw a YouTube tutorial about this.
But you do have to peel a nice, long, skinny rind.
Yeah, and you got to kind of wrap. You got to go Magellan style and wrap, circumnavigate the equator of this thing.
Just spin that motherfucker.
This is the other thing I looked. It gets its name, horse's neck, from the, this is one article said, the big, long orange or lime. Why do I keep saying orange and lime? Big, long lemon peel is meant to look like a horse's neck. Now, I can't think of... Well, I can think of one other animal in the...
Yeah, why not a giraffe's kingdom. Neck?
Bingo. This drink is all... is fucked up beyond all recognition from the get-go. So I don't know what's going to go on with this. But Ian Fleming, you know, he wrote the Bond books. He put this drink in a couple times, so that's something to
do. Oh.
He said it's a real drunkard's drink.
Oh. It's good for the pod.
Good for us.
Good content, probably.
Good for the pod and good for the pander.
I'm excited. I had not heard. I like highballs, and I'm just realizing now. You mentioned horses, and it was a possible derby drink. Do you think that's why this episode early on it was sort of established that this episode is equine stylies?
Oh,
who brought that up? Was that part of
it
the?
It came up
news?
During the intro. Like,
yeah, it was like one of the first things that somebody
it
like, said.
It definitely came up at one.
Yeah, yeah,
equine stylies.
Yeah. So it's because of the horse leg drink. Got it.
Right. Well, I have a segment coming up about Bruce Springsteen's daughter.
Mm, awesome. Yep. Good. Silver medalist in the equestrian.
And I have a segment coming up about the star of the Weird Al story play he did.
Uh-huh.
Star of the Weird Al story. Mm. Play he did. Who's starring in that, Wolf? In that,
he
movie?
Was the boy who lived,
come to die.
Timothy, we're talking.
Well, let's see if Tim can get this guy. He's, you know, he had a friend. A ginger friend who came from a ginger family.
We're talking HP.
None of this is doing anything for him.
All right, we'll get it.
When we come back,
we're going to get Tim to figure this out.
I'm going to Google it.
Folks, we'll see you on the other side.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this. I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
We back?
I think so.
We're back.
And we're back with horses' necks.
Ugh. Necks in hand.
Well, let's just get into the sips, huh? Oh, yeah. Tim, did you ever figure out who the man of the moment is?
I have forgotten all about this. What were we talking about? It took me so long to make my lemon spiral.
Daniel Radcliffe was in Ekus.
What?
Ekus.
Harry Potter, okay. You fool. And now he's playing
Weird
Al. I know
who Harry Potter is. What's Ekus? A horse movie?
A play.
Oh, a play.
Yeah. I think it's Equus, but yeah.
Swiss Army Man?
Oh, great.
I can't
be pronouncing shit wrong on the pod. People jump
it
all
It got
over.
Noticed because...
Oh, like Valance?
Yeah, he was nude in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He got nude.
I was actually nude in the bath the other day.
Interesting. All right.
Sips.
Ringy ding.
Ooh, it looks like a nice refreshing tea, doesn't it?
Ooh, that is refreshing.
Oh!
Oh!
I'll tell you this much. Let's be honest, boys. Cognac kicks whiskey's ass, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It does
a little bit.
It's a warmer vanilla.
Who wants a whiskey ginger?
And yeah.
When you can have this, it's warmth.
And I'm doing a Grand Marnier over here, so it's got a little of the orange in it.
Oh, Michael, you dirty dog.
I can only imagine.
Dee, 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 dee. It's good.
It's good.
I had a tough time with this lemon peel. It was too thick.
Yeah, mine too.
And then like I went back and like cut in half, and it's just kind of a mess, but still getting the lemon flavor.
I wrapped mine around the straw, but then I had forgotten to express it.
Well, you mustn't.
Mike, isn't Grand Marnier is like very sweet though, right? So aren't you having a real sweet experience over there?
Man, on this podcast, I'm always having a sweet experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. That's fantastic. A very good point. I rescind my comment.
You know, I haven't. Yes, it must be. I haven't tasted by itself in a while, but it must be sweet because when you unscrew it, it's like there's like
sugar.
Sugar is like built up on the top.
Because it's Cointreau. It's like Cointreau. So in my mind, in my memory, it's more of an orange liqueur than it is a cognac. It's like a little bit of cognac in with an orange liqueur. But hey, I don't doubt that your drink is delicious. You do you. I'm not one of these people that says, you know, Hanford makes the drinks wrong. I'm going to shit all over him for it. Mm. I'm going to drag him. I'm going to drag his ass.
You're not one of those many, many people.
Most people, quite frankly. Oh, yeah, my God. This drink is so good.
This is good. I thought to myself, leading into this, I will not like this. You know what's funny, too? I like the bitters. How many dashes of Angostura did you guys do?
I didn't do bitters.
Didn't take the bitter option. It's optional.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it is optional.
I'm going to add it.
It's like the ice in a Russian root, Jeff.
But now I'm going to add.
Tim, did you do the bitters?
Should hold true to the option you've chosen. You followed your heart.
I've made my bed.
Maybe for the for round two, you can. There he goes.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you this. Well, Jeff's gone. I was looking around. I said, I don't have any Angostura bitters left. This is bad.
Then I, this is bad, man.
I rifle through my drawers and I find a little spritz bottle. A slim, ooh, like we've talked about before, those little perfume samplers with a...
Wait, what are you spritzing?
Angostura.
Ooh, that's good because the other day I ruined a old fashioned because I popped the top off my Angostura, you know, for making Trinidad sours.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to make a classic old fashioned and just dumped a bunch in there. Ruined.
Oh, you went full Trinidad ruined in there, huh?
I said, I wish I had a spritz.
I wish I could just spritz.
Oh, you want a little?
Now, this is going to just bring dimension to the whole drink, I think.
Ooh. I'm almost finished with mine. This topples down the esophagus, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It sure does. I did.
Watch out for the epiglottis, though.
I did a kind of a small. It's a highball glass, but it's like much smaller.
It's like a juice glass, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I made it. I had to make like a drink and a half fill the glass here.
I read somewhere that Canada Dry doesn't actually have ginger in it.
Huh? Who said that? Schweppes.
I saw it when I was Googling. We learned the difference between ginger beer and ginger ale is that
ginger beer
is fermented.
Brewed.
Brewed. Ginger ale is just soda that's flavored ginger, and you're allowed to do whatever you want. So technically.
Ooh. Man, yeah. That is better with the bitters. Take the bitter option, slopheads.
Absolutely.
Better with the bitter.
God, this is a really good drink. Fuck, man. And drinkable and like in real life. You know, you're not going to... It's not one of those ones that you're timid to recommend.
Bingo.
It's like, this is easy to make. Anyone on earth would love it.
Anyone in their right mind.
Crushable. Sessionable.
Even very someone crushable. Like who's sober and in recovery and shouldn't really be drinking, they're going to love this. So just give it to them.
Oh, yeah. They should try this. If they want to get back on the wagon, off the wagon. On? Yeah. Off. I probably sound like Steinfeld. Ooh. Speaking of Steinfeld, I have been watching... like from episode one on, and I'm in season two now. Do you remember an episode where Kramer has like, he puts mousse in his hair and it's like, he's got a nice like parted haircut?
Yes.
It's like, there's no reason for it really. It doesn't like weave its way through a story or anything.
It's not the ones where the shower heads doesn't get the shower pressure.
Right. It's not that one. It's season two. Well, the episode after that, he has his more like, you know, signature style, like hair with the waves in front that sticks straight up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, they probably just did that storyline to like reset his hairstyle or something. Or maybe they tried to do it and it didn't work. And it was like, fuck, we got to write something real quick to explain why this guy's hair looks like this. Because it's really...
Wait, what was this story with... What did they do with...
I can't remember because I watched so many in a row, but it really had like nothing to do with anything in the story.
But then what was in the next one?
The next one was just that Kramer's hair was different.
It's like his classic hair. They found
it was like his classic hair. And before it was kind of like, frizzy, but not like the way it was on for the rest of time.
Wow.
Interesting. We should change our hair.
Interesting. Well, we have to reset with a mousse.
Now, Mike, this isn't the first time you've watched Seinfeld from the beginning, if I remember.
I don't think I've watched it from...
Maybe not from the beginning. The
very beginning, yeah.
But I remember at one point you were watching a bunch sequentially back in our Los Feliz Boulevard home. And I remember picking up on way more callbacky stuff. Like there are more season arc-y type jokes going on that you don't catch when you watch it on UPN and
reruns. Right.
Like there are tons of little callbacks and things where like, oh yeah, there's like a stretch of 3-4 episodes where this sort of thing is happening in the background.
Yeah. It's funny. It is funny.
I loved stuff like when Jerry to George, when he calls George Biff, like Biff. And it's that's like a Death of a Salesman reference. And it's like, that's not even ever, he does that like 3 times spaced out and it's just for him. It's so funny.
It's really weird in the early season 1 stuff. Like Kramer talks about doing the pizza place, like the build your own pizza thing. Mm-hmm. Like they do rehash, not even just like jokes, but like almost like storylines. Like season 1 just seemed like, we're trying this show out and then we're totally resetting. But still kind of using some of the old
stuff. I love when Kramer mentions his friend, Bob Sacamano. Mm-hmm. That name comes up a lot. And it's, you know what's so great is when, throughout the series, when George is lying, he says his name is Art Vandelay and he's an architect. So then in the Puerto Rican Day Parade episode, when they each lie and say that they're looking at buying a building, but it's open house and they just want to use the bathroom and they separately go in there. But like when Kramer bumps into George, they know each other's aliases. So Kramer's like, Mr. Vandelay. And then George is like, Dr. Van Nostrand. They've lied enough in front of each other.
It is so funny when you get to those later seasons, how much of it's just like, they are, so they so know what the jokes, like how the jokes are going to hit. So they say these things and they're a little bit like, you know, smirking at
a
themselves.
A little muggy,
like,
yeah.
You know, this is what I'm doing and wait for the laugh type of thing. Yeah, yep. You know, it was a fantastic show. It was honestly a show about nothing.
I could see that, Mike.
If you say so.
Remember we had a joke at the Sloppy or the Birthday Boy's house where we were going to pitch a show in like the flapper era. It's a flapper show about nothing.
That's like the most specific thing possible.
Yeah. Well, I think that it was because we're like, nothing. We should do a flapper show. And we're like, yeah, but like, what is it? What do they do? I'm like, well, it's a show about nothing. It's a flapper show about nothing.
That's what we need.
Well, this is kind of a pretty equine episode we're having so far. So it reminded me of, did I talk about this here or maybe I blabbed about it with Gabrus or something, but I went to Santa Anita racetrack recently. Betting on the ponies. And you know, we three guys are
me boys,
you know,
three.
It's fun to go to a bar and it's fun to get drunk, but it's extra fun to go to a place that has
gambling.
Kind of a built-in activity. If you go to a party and there's like a conversation piece or a drink of the night, or you go to a bar and they got the shuffleboard or whatever, it's fun to have stuff to do. And I really felt like, especially now that I think that Santa Anita has ironed out their thing where all the horses were dying, they like had 30 horses die in a row. And I mean,
what
that
was that?
Elmer Glue, their stock was going skyrocketing, let me tell you that. But it was because I think that it was like a rainy year where like the track was soft, but then also those horses have human growth hormone or something, or not human, equine growth hormone.
HGH, but a different H. It's horse growth hormone.
It's HGH and then parentheses, not the H.
Different H.
If you think that H stands for human, you got another thing coming, bitch.
Unless you're a reading horse.
No, I was just saying that we should go to more horse races because it's the perfect, if you're drunk, I was there and it was like, there's like 8 races in a day, right? So it's like from noon to 4 or something. And they're approximately every half hour. So it's kind of the perfect amount of time to like have a round of drinks and you get your bet ready and then you watch the race. And then after that, you're like, oh, that race. Okay. I'm going to place my next bet and I'm going to get some food. And you get some food and then the race happens. And you're like, I'm going to get another round of drinks. Maybe place another bet. Then as you're going, you're forgetting to place your bet. You're going for a walk. things, the wheels are coming off of the day a little bit, but there's this uniting thing, which is every half hour, there's another race, you know? And
you're accidentally betting on horses that will not even show.
I lost $200 and I had told myself I was only going to bet with $100. But most importantly, I was getting drunk in a fun fashion.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
Nice.
It's like Dave and Buster's, but for adults.
Yeah.
Man.
Ah, David Buster's.
David Buster's.
David Buster. Dave Buster. The new drug.
You guys been to Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, love it.
Yes.
I like it too, but it feels a little kid casino to me, rather than like an arcade.
Kid casino sounds pretty fun.
that should be your rap name, Jeff.
Hey, Kid Casino.
Hey, from bar don't act like casino. That.
Kid Casino. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, you know, what's up?
I stole that from Babu Frick.
Yeah. Hey, he can do anything he wants.
Mike, were you there when we went there for free with Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great thing where it was like Dave and Buster's was reaching out to TV writers' rooms and saying, hey, TV writers, come on by. We'll give you free dinner and we'll give you free tokens and free drinks all night long. Mm-hmm. And we're like, sure, we'll do that. So the Comedy Bang Bang room, writer IFC show TV writers' room went, and they sat us in a banquet hall with the writers' room from Fresh Off the Boat. And all sat there together and we ate potato skins and nacho powers and bullshit.
It was just like appetizer platter.
Appetizer junk.
Great.
But then a representative came in and was like, hey, so hope you enjoyed the food. Here's all your tokens. Go have fun. Free drink tickets right here. And just keep us in mind for shooting locations or if you want to mention us in your show, go for it. And so we were kind of like, oh, we were being like pitched. This is like a timeshare kind of thing. And then
it was the easiest pitch ever. It was like,
it was not a hard pitch, but
no.
Then the next morning, first thing next morning, I'm writing a cold open for Comedy Bang Bang. And I put interior Dave and Buster's.
It worked on me.
And Scott cut it. He was like, no.
And also it's like, that's probably very expensive to go shoot at Dave and Buster's.
I'll foot the bill. I don't care.
Oh shit. That was one of those things I put my like first token in one of those big wheel things and you just slam down the button and it stops and wherever it stops you get that amount of tokens that it stops on or tickets. I stopped on 1,000. I'm sitting there and 1,000 tickets are pouring out of the thing. Everyone else was somewhere else. It wasn't a very busy night, so I'm just like standing there by myself. Like, yay.
You stand there for 9 minutes.
1,000 tickets coming out.
What'd you buy with your winnings?
What did I buy? I think I think Mitch's birthday was coming up, and I bought him like a R2-D2 plushie or something.
He's more of a BB-8 guy.
Well, yeah. Maybe it was BB-8. I don't know. We'd have
We still got to get that. Tim Robinson sent us that picture of the guitar, up at the top of the wall, a Dave and Buster's electric guitar.
Yeah.
Someday we'll get that fucker.
Well, it's so funny. Like, with the amount of tickets I had, I could either get some little like plush doll thing or a billion pieces of candy. Like there was either like the next level up is so much. Makes you snake. Hey, we should go with all these horse necks going down. We should
going down?
We should do a Kentucky Derby episode for a blowout.
Yeah,
when that comes around. When that
Why didn't we do that already? I guess we sorted it in Mint Julep, right?
Mint Julep was like episode 3 of our show, and I did a whole Kentucky Derby quiz, but it wasn't around that time of year, right?
We didn't even know what the fuck we were doing back in episode 3.
I did. I was fully formed right out the gate. I was like one of those people, you're like, where does that
just like,
come
wow, that voice is just fully fully formed upon arrival.
That cookie monster.
I say we do the blowout. We do a blowout, a Kentucky Derby blowout. Unless you're a patron, you'd have no idea what we're talking about. So you got to get on the patron.
Me and my high school friends were talking about going to Louisville for a meetup. Maybe I go and I'm one of the jockeys at the Derby. I don't know.
You know, Tim, that Louisville thing reminds me of an old riddle. And the riddle is such. How does one pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Louisville, Lawville, or Louisville?
Lawville.
Jeff?
I want to say it's like option D, Louisville.
You're both wrong. It's Frankfurt. It's a classic trick riddle, that's and I good. Love them. And I got 100 of them.
Can we hear one more?
Why are we barely running out? We barely have time for this conversation.
He watches the clock.
Hey, speaking of the clock,
I just don't have any more.
Hey, why don't we take a quick break? Hmm. We'll come back with our final thoughts on this horse's neck.
I love that.
Me too.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's Body Care Breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
And we're back with our final thoughts on the horse's neck. For me, it's an order again. But, Tim, I know you said it's better than a whiskey ginger. I don't know that it is, my man.
Oh, no, ooh. Jeff, it actually is. That's what I'm saying. Ooh. It is.
Nasty boy.
Ooh, Tim, this will be a point of contention between us.
Fuck. I didn't want a point of contention.
This, for me, I walked into this room with a chip on my shoulder. I said, this is going to be bad. I'm not into this. And guess what? It is an order again. And guess what? I will make it again, probably. Not even just an order again. This is when I will make it home. For guests.
I think your cognac is better used in a cognac old-fashioned.
Mm. Better used? That's a different drink. I'm saying this, Jay. Mm-hmm. And you can quote me on this.
Okay.
You little son of a bitch. Every drink on earth that has whiskey should and shall be swapped for cognac. Whiskey Coke, cognac Coke. Huh? Whiskey on the rocks, cognac on the rocks. Shot of whiskey, shots of cognac. It's better. It does the same job better. It's more elegant. Mm. And it doesn't, it's a better word, cognac. What are you drinking? A cognac. Hmm? How about you? Cognac. This is not just an order again. It's a make all the time. It's a keep. Ooh. Keep a 12 pack of soda in your fridge, a bottle of Courvoisier or Henny, and a little Angostura. You're in business, baby. Skip the lemon peel. I don't give a fuck. It's great with it, but you don't need it.
Bartender, three conies for the sloppy boy.
Three coners.
Three coners.
You gotta be careful, because if you say coney in Detroit, they're giving you a hot dog, dude. You better watch out.
Yeah, and if you say coner at a fish show or a dead show, they're going to give you a fat fucking rolled coner.
Maybe, yeah, right? You say coner to Madonna, she's like, my favorite bra style.
Sure,
yeah.
And if you're here in Brooklyn, you jump into a cab and say, take me to Coney, meaning you cognac bar. They take you to the fucking Coney Island.
So wait a second. In Brooklyn, if you said, take me to Coney, they wouldn't know you mean a cognac bar?
No, you have to say it. I want to go to a cognac bar. Well, what's it called? What's the address? Well, I don't know. There isn't one. Just take me to a bar.
Take me to a bar. You're not going to swap cognac for whiskey, are you? I hear cool people are doing that. And then some sticks in the muds are not.
Yeah.
Sticky in mud.
God, this is a pretty equine episode, though.
Yeah.
It ended up being, yeah.
Clip clop.
Bye, folks.
We're heading
off into the sunset.
Is that it? Oh, no, let me do the sign off.
Oh, okay, real. But I thought we were, you know, on a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. You should put that in when you're given the when you're doing the sign off.
Hey, if I can find it for free, I will.
Folks, if you like whiskey more than cognac, here's what I want you to do. Go look in the mirror and realize that you are looking at a fool.
A Coney Baroni.
No way.
No way. What? I just did a big whole thing.
Is this going to be like a thing between you two now? I love
this. What I'm going to don't tell the listeners, but I'm kind of trying to turn it into a hashtag.
Manufactured beef, yeah.
It's gonna be, could actually be funny. You know that, like, when fucking stupid news outlets that are bad will be like, after SNL, they'll be like, Kate McKinnon breaks character to say she's tired of COVID. And then you watch the bit and you're like, she didn't break character. She's doing a comedy bit. You know, like, you're But I think that those places could maybe say, like, Tim and Jeff have awful beef. Awful beef sounds like my lunch.
Awful,
Jesus.
Awful
Christ,
beef.
Just awful.
Stuck in their teeth.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/TheSloppyBoys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Yahoo!
Clip clop.
And,
clip clop, you don't stop.
Nay.
It's time for Dutton's Delights.